Hi everyone, this is Yong Xu from Microsoft Research Asia. And today I will present our work on improving service availability of cloud systems by predicting disk error. This is a joint work with our colleagues from Microsoft Asia team in Redmond and to other scholars. In recent years, the software applications has been increasingly deployed as online services in cloud systems like Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud, and Amazon AWS. With millions of users around the world access the online services every day, the high availability has become essential and one of the high priorities of cloud systems. And many cloud providers target at high availability standard, such as 5-9 availability, which means every month, at most 26 seconds in average is of VM downtime is allowed. And it's proud to say that Azure has achieved this high availability because of our advanced data-driven technologies. And the disk error prediction I present today is one of the specific topics. So in reality, the unplanned VM downtime is still painful to customers. And our experience with Azure shows that the hardware issue is one of the top reasons to VM downtime, among which disk error contributes the most. And what's worse, disk error may result in the irreversible data loss disaster. So based on these observations, we aim to improve VM availability by early prediction of disk errors and get live migration. So live migration is a process of moving VMs from unhealthy nodes to healthy nodes without disconnection to the client or applications. So actually, there is already a bunch of research work on disk failure prediction published in top conference in recent years. The most popular way is to train a classifier model to classify whether a disk will get fault or not, or to be replaced. However, we found that in existing work, no real production adoption reported. And when we apply these existing models to our real online prediction, we get really terrible results. So in industrial setting, predicting the disk errors is really difficult. So here I will tell you why it is it. I have to say that the proof of pudding is in the eating. So when we go deep into the problem, we do gain precious insights that we can never get from those laboratory work. And later on, I will elaborate those points in very details. First, the VM downtime can occur far before the disk complete failure. So existing work all aim to predict disk complete failure. However, we find that before the disk complete failure, the VM down can already occur by some disk errors. For example, the I/O latency, VM not responding due to disk part error or sector error. So to solve this problem, we incorporate the system level signals, which can provide earlier signals for disk error prediction. So you must be curious about what kind of signals we use here. It is basically some the occurrence of some system interruptions, for example, Windows event or the file system interruption, you meet error in reading, writing, and opening a file, etc. The second insight we get is the existing prediction flow, which is a cross-validation guided way, goes wrong. Actually, this is also the highlight of our work. So as we know, cross-validation is very common in machine learning. And state of the art, all do prediction in a cross-validation way, but we find that it's not applicable in the real online prediction scenario. When we apply existing approach on our data, we find that we can get very good result on the evaluation on training data. But when we try to predict the prediction data, the result is really poor. So specifically, both the evaluation and the training stage goes wrong. So first, in terms of model evaluation, due to a random split of cross-validation, the training data can consist of some of the future data, and the testing data can consist of some of the past data. So the knowledge learned from the training data will be applied to testing data, and it would cause very high but false good accuracy in the evaluation stage. But when you try to apply the model to predict the prediction data, you will get poor result. And our experiment result also proves this false good result of cross-validation evaluation comparing to the low accuracy in prediction data. And fundamentally, the training stage of cross-validation gateway goes wrong. Here, I would like to use an example to illustrate it. You can see that assume a rack encounters an outage at some time, and the disks on the same rack will be spread to both training and the validation site. So when training the model, it is prone to highlight the features that is here. This is the one of outage because it's very common. It's a common part in both the training and the validation site. But actually, these features are essentially not predictive at all, because in the future, you may not meet the similar change, and you will get very poor result in the prediction data. The root cause behind is that the errors of different disks didn't happen independently in the complex cloud systems. So here we propose an online prediction guided way. The key is to separate the training and the validation site by time. And in this way, we can get pretty good result when we do real online prediction. And the model can prompt the features that are related to the environmental change. So here is one example of how cross-validation guided way compares to cross-validation guided way in the feature selection. The last insight is training with extremely imbalanced labeled disks is very difficult. So in Azure, every day we only have 3 in 10,000 disks that will get fault. So this extremely small portion of the fault samples will lead to very low recall, because when you use common classification model, it is prone to predict all disks to be good. So let's rethink the problem. Just as I mentioned, in technology-wise, the classification model is very sensitive to the label imbalance. And in scenario-wise, the classification model is not preferable, because as for live migration, what we want is to pick a set of the worst disks. What's the disk for the actions? Very accurately separate two completely absolutely different disks as what classification model will do. So here, an ordering serves the scenario better. So based on this observation, we reformulate the problem as a ranking problem instead of classification, which is to optimize the ranking order of the disk healthy. And this is not insensitive to the label imbalance. So to determine the best cutting point of the pick the set of worst disks for the action, we propose a cost-sensitive ranking model. Here, the cost consists of two parts. One is the cost for false negative, and the other is the cost for false negative. So This is a summary of the insights when we gained in our real practice of disk error prediction. Here comes the revaluation result. So first, we evaluate how our proposed approach is effective in predicting disk errors comparing to existing very popular approaches, such as the random forest model and SVM model. And we can, CDF is our approach, is cloud disk error prediction. It did cloud disk error forecasting. And as we can see that we gain in both the accuracy, that is TPR, the true positive rate, and we also get significantly cost reduction. Here is what I just mentioned. Our online prediction gateway outperforms the cross-validation gateway in the example of feature selection. And we also evaluate the effectiveness of ranking model comparing to classification model and various derivations of classification model, such as the weighted classification or the classification plus SMOT. So in conclusion, we point out the cross-validation guided way actually does not work for real prediction, and we propose online prediction guided way. And we also leverage the system level signals in addition to smart data in disk error prediction. And we propose a ranking model to conquer the issue of extreme data imbalance. And we also deployed to large scale industrial class system, Azure, and we significantly improve the VM availability. Thank you. And my colleague Ze and I will be glad to take any questions.
Hi, Mickey, you Toronto. So could you go back to the slide that shows why you think cross-validation doesn't work?
Okay.
Yeah.
You mean the cross?
One of the first ones.
This one?
Yeah, well. Okay. Might as well. Did you talk to any machine learning people?
Yeah, sure. We are actually doing machine learning.
So no one would do this ever. Evaluating training on data in the future and testing it on past data means you have information leak from testing to. This is a straw man. Like no one would ever do this. And even if you fix it. The right way to evaluate performance would be time series cross-validation, not k-fold. That's not a realistic problem with cross-validation going wrong. No one would do this. This is really bad. I don't believe any of the work that you've cited have done this. If someone had done this, I would throw them out like with a strong reject. This is bad. All the rest of it, sure. I've done some of this work like this. I would say supervised models have problems because the workload keeps changing. Sure, we can discuss, but I would just say this is not a realistic description of any machine learning work that does time series work. This is bad. Mm-hmm. I would just say, like, throw this slide out. That's it.
Okay. So to clarify this point, actually, the first point is not our main focus. We only pointed it out here. But the second point is what we want to highlight. That is because usually when you train the model, you cannot avoid the cross-validation way, right? And in existing work, all the existing work we have observed, when they train the model, they actually use the cross-validation way, right? To get a model and then apply the model to do prediction on the future data.
On future data.
Yes, sure. On future data.
I'm an author on one of the papers that you cited as using cross-validation. We did not use cross-validation or mention that in the paper.
First of all, just to clarify, this is purely on hard disks, not on SSDs, correct? All the work. All your work is on hard disk failures, not SSD failures in any way, correct?
Yes. And in the future, we will do a prediction on SSD.
Okay. So in this work, have you ever used in any form or fashion causal inference to understand what is the cause of the failures, or you have used purely non-causal inference methods?
Not about causal inference, because we get the label actually from the production team. Whenever a VM downtime occurs, they will investigate the root cause of the VM downtime.
Right.
And if it relates to disk error, then it will label it as disk error.
And no use of domain knowledge was involved in understanding of the failures, right? You treated it purely as a statistical learning problem from your standpoint, correct? Is that correct in my understanding?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Peter Desnoyers, Northeastern. It may have been on one of the ultra-fast slides because I haven't read the paper fully, but did you look to see how much additional power you gained by using the system events as opposed to just the smart information?
Yes, we have. Actually, in our paper, we also evaluate the effectiveness of... let me see if I prepared that. In our paper, we do have a figure that shows that how the system-level features can contribute to the improvement of our model.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any more questions? So I have some question. So in your work, which feature that you use to indicate this error? Which features that you collect to use to indicate this error?
To indicate this error. So actually, this error is indicated by VM downtime, and then our domain experts will investigate what caused this VM downtime. And if it relates to disk, then we will label as disk error.
Okay, I see. Thank you.